Is there anything sadder than the tears of a clown, Smokey Robinson once asked? Oh, yes, there is, folks. It's skinny pigs. That's sadder than the tears of a clown. And you know what's causing skinny pigs? Global warming. I mean, climate change. I mean, climate disruption. Whatever they're calling it this week. Is ruining pork. Pork chops, ribs, pork roast will be gone because of skinny pigs, because of climate change. The bell tolls for the planet. And for big fat pigs. No, not you, Rosie O'Donnell. Another big fat pig. Will barbecue ever survive, my friends? Climate change, Mother Nature's rage came for pulled pork. So my friend and fellow blogger William Teach at Pirate's Cove, who does stellar yeoman's work debunking the fraud of climate change, it's made Al Gore rich, but it's still a scam. Still a Ponzi scheme. Still bad science. Still intended to redistribute wealth from Western nations to the pockets of fat pigs like Al Gore. Folks, prepare yourself. If you're a fan of barbecue, and let's face it, most people are. The only people who don't like barbecue are the people who drink Heineken, the world's smelliest beer. Yes, Heineken sucks and it smells like it. Unlike bad beers that America makes like Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller Light, Michelob Ultra, which really isn't even beer. It's just like bad stale Kool-Aid that's been sitting out for 3 or 4 days. Unlike that, Heineken is just as bad, but it smells worse. Yes, I just took a shot at Heineken. I'll do it again, too. Because I can. That's why. But barbecue and pork, I didn't know this. I learned something meaningful by reading what my friend at Pirate's Cove writes. He writes, "This is all your fault." My fault, your fault, our fault, Western nations' fault, especially America, because we have failed to approve of carbon taxes / fees and of giving up your modern lifestyle. If we were willing to go live in the dark and live in caves and run around in loincloths, which some women should do, by the way, but that's another story. I know I'm a sexist now. Hell, you might call me Brett Kavanaugh, right? The point is, the left wants us to hurt our lifestyle, hurt our form of economy, the capitalist system, so they can get rich selling the scam of climate change. Here's a shocking headline. Climate change is making pigs skinnier, which could mean more expensive pork. What, more for pork chops? More for ribs? More for a butt roast? Pork shoulder? I make a really good pork shoulder, by the way. Just saying. Amateur barbecue guy. Pretty good. It's in my genes. I'm a Southerner. Certain things we just do well. Barbecue's one of them. There is a new report that claims higher temperatures means hogs produce less protein, which could result in pricier pork. Pork is the most widely consumed animal protein in the world. I didn't know that, did you? Don't tell the Muslims that. They will go absolutely batshit crazy. The radical Muslims, that is. Not the good Muslims, which is most Muslims. There's a lady who's actually Muslim who's always shopping at the same store I usually go to. If I go to Tom Thumb, which is also Randall's or Safeway, depending on what part of the country you live in. Actually, I think they merged with Albertsons now. But when I go there, she's there a lot of times. And she's always got a little boy with her. And there was a Saturday a couple years ago where she thought she had lost her son. And everybody in this small town in Texas, rednecks included, cowboys, white people, was all looking for this boy. And he had thought it cute to hide somewhere. So he was found safe, which is good. But people here in Texas didn't give a rat's you-know-what that she was Muslim or his kid was missing and they were helping her. So nothing against Muslims. I want to make that remark. I want to reiterate that, just to have it out there. But pork, the most widely consumed animal protein in the world, and hey, it is the other white meat. It represents more than 36% of global meat eating. And a hit to production could have devastating effects. As a new Scientific American report suggests, you think they're going to blame global warming, climate change, climate disruption, whatever Al Gore's calling it this week to scam you out of money? Yes, they are. A warming planet, according to the Scientific American, may result in skinnier pigs that produce less meat. The potential outcome of a future where pork is scarce and strips of bacon will cost you dearly. I know about bacon, by the way. They are doing phenomenal things with bacon now. My favorite store to go to is called HEB. It's out here in Texas. And there's one about 25 miles south that I drive to. And their bacon, they have great bacon. Hickory smoked, applewood smoked, mesquite smoked. But they also have flavored bacon. This time of year, they have green chili bacon. Made with hatch chilies from New Mexico. Wow, that's good stuff. Jalapeno bacon. They have maple bacon, pepper bacon, maple pepper bacon. Around Halloween time, they have one with cinnamon on it and other spices, red peppers. Phenomenal. They also have a smokehouse bacon, like a steakhouse seasoning on it. Phenomenal bacon. HEB, great job. Great store. Great place to go. It's kind of like the HEB is cool because no matter how busy it is when you go to check out, there's always the cashier. All the lines are open. What an idea that is when you're busy having all the lanes open. And they have someone who comes and any large items you have on the bottom of your cart, instead of making you, throw them up on the conveyor belt, they'll come down and scan them very quick to get out of, even though it's really busy. This absolutely great customer service. They do grocery stores right. The others, sometimes. But anyway, enough about grocery stores and all of that stuff. The National Pork Board in the U.S., did you know we had a National Pork Board? Do we really need a National Pork Board? Couldn't we trim the fat, so to speak, and get rid of the National Pork Board? They've been monitoring the effect of high temperatures on pigs, on pigs since 2013. According to the Scientific American, if you don't read it, you're not scientific and stupid. So there. Due to the possible consequences for a $20 billion United States industry. That's a lot of bacon, man. All I'm saying, a lot of sausage, a lot of pork, a lot of chops, a lot of barbecue. Swine are particularly vulnerable to hot weather. You know, as pigs like to roll in the mud and get down, they're trying to stay cool. That's it. And pigs will eat anything. I remember when I was a little kid, my grandfather had hogs. We would raise them, and he would then butcher them, and we'd have, well, he knew all that stuff, how to butcher them, how to make pork rinds, how to make the pork chops, the ham, the show, everything. He knew how to do because he grew up in, you know, on a farm in the 19 teens and 20s and 30s, where you had to be really self-sufficient. He knew how to cut a young male cow, to castrate them, to fix them. He knew how to do a young bull when it was time to slaughter them and make it. Things that people don't know today, he knew all of that stuff. He knew many, many things. He was one of the wisest men I've ever known. But they wallow in cool water, as I said, because their sweat glands don't effectively regulate body temperature. It's like a dog. You ever see a dog when they're panting? They're trying to regulate their body temperature. They're not like us. They don't sweat like us. Okay? Horses sweat. Animals that sweat, that's how they regulate their body temperature. Animals that don't or don't do it very well, like pigs, will have to find cool things like mud to wallow in, to lower their body temperature, to regulate their body temperature. There's your science for the day. But that animals, when they're exposed, pigs this is, to temperatures in excess of 25 degrees Celsius, which we're supposed to be using in America by now. I remember when I was in like 7th grade, we've got to learn this centigrade and this and that, Celsius, we've got to learn the metric system because by God, we're going to be using it in America very soon. And we're still not for the most part. It's kind of here, we have liters of this, 2 liters, but for the most part, we're still in the same old system, and good, because it's the best system. They also produce less protein, with the added drawback of decreased fertility. Decreased fertility. So when pigs don't get big enough, fat enough, they have decreased fertility. It's amazing. 25 degrees Celsius, William Teach of the Pirate's Cove notes, equates to 77 degrees Fahrenheit. North Carolina is one of the premier pork-producing areas in the world. Yes, it is. If you go to the Carolinas, North Carolina especially, kind of an eastern western thing. Part wants to do the traditionally barbecue the whole hog, the barbecue the whole thing, and then chop it all up. And you have more of the ribs, the shoulders, in the other part of Carolina. Really good stuff, by the way. But yeah, Carolina and pork is king. There's no doubt about it. And pigs are subjected there, William Teach lives in North Carolina, to temperatures above 25 degrees Celsius for a good part of the year. Yet we are still, he writes, massive pork producers. So apparently the science isn't settled there, Al Gore. Again, this may be just another scare tactic of the left and the climate change fanatics. Again, looking at you, Al Gore. It's not a pretty picture either, looking at Al Gore. Now, places mentioned in the Scientific American article, Teach points out, also tend to have temperatures about 25 degrees Celsius during the year. And here's the thing he concludes. None of this proves anthropogenic causation. In other words, climate change is still largely BS. It's largely baloney. It's largely, more Al Gore BS. And they're always blaming everything on climate change. Everything on climate change. Anything that happens. More tornadoes this year? Climate change. Well, less tornadoes over here? Oh, climate change. More hurricanes or less hurricanes, either way, climate change. More forest fires, less forest fires, more severe forest fires. All of it's climate change. No matter what the weather does, it's climate change. Freezes, climate change. Heat, climate change. Mudslides, climate change. Everything's blamed on climate change. Including terrorism, they blamed in the past. They blamed everything under the freaking sun on climate change. trying to get America, mainly America, because we're the last country with enough common sense to reject this crap. You know, Trump got out of the Paris Climate Accords. And he was vilified for it. You're going to kill the planet, Trump. You're going to kill the planet. But the planet's still alive and functioning very, very well. And so is our economy, by the way. Climate change. It's a hoax. There's a climate change, obviously. We've had ice ages in the Earth. We've had periods of higher temperatures. And guess what? Those major changes happened when there was no internal combustion engine. There were no SUVs. There were no boats. No, nothing. Nothing. It was just, at times, dinosaurs or saber-toothed tigers or other kind of wildlife. So what happened? I mean, if man wasn't around, how did he cause certain things? I mean, I don't think the caveman or Cro-Magnon man was out there pulling around in SUVs all the time, were they? Running their chainsaws, internal combustion engines, cutting their lawn with lawnmowers, polluting the planet. I don't think so, yet there were ice ages, there were heating periods. In fact, I remember a Time magazine cover from when I was a kid in the mid-70s about the Ice Age, we're all going to freeze! I think I was about 9 or 10 years old when I saw that, maybe 11. And I wasn't really worried, because even back then I had a pretty good BS detector. And of course my parents kind of, I remember my dad saying something effective. Yeah, sounds like BS, except he didn't abbreviate the term. He didn't use the initials to me. And I always compared them to the Chicken Little people, right? Remember the story, Chicken Little, the sky's falling, sky's falling, sky's falling. And the sky still hasn't fallen. And climate change is still BS, folks. That's it. That's your good news. And I hope you don't have to pay too much for pork now. Because, man, it is really, really tasty. In fact, I'm in such a good mood over it. I'm going to give you my secret recipe for the rub I put on my... No, I'm not. I've come up with this recipe. Really good stuff. You know how I did it? I watched all these barbecue experts from the Food Network, and I saw certain ingredients that are in all the rubs, and oh, maybe this, maybe that, and I kind of played with it a little while, and I got it to where it really, really good. And also, while I'm cooking it, I will add this. I make a really good barbecue sauce. There, I found one kind made by HEB. They have two flavors, a phenomenal sauce, as good as any you've ever had. And I will baste it every once in a while. I'll smoke it for a long time, then start basting it over and over. And people say, I don't put sauce. I want it to be about the meat. If you wanted it to be just about the smoke and the wood and the meat, you wouldn't put a rub on it. Okay? And a lot of the seasoning spices in the barbecue sauce are also the rub. So don't sell me that crap. Okay? It's not just about the meat if you put a rub on it. I mean, you can make really good meat just by putting the, you know, mesquite, white oak, red oak, whatever wood you use, pecan, a mixture of some sort, hickory, whatever, and just let it smoke. You can have really good meat from that. But instead of adding layers of flavor, and I think I do it pretty well. Because, hey, I'm a white southerner. We do barbecue well. Don't do a lot of other things well sometimes, but like dance and be great athletes, but we do some other things really well. My friends, that's it for me. Good night, good morning, good afternoon, whenever you listen. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you for the support of the blog. If you're left, you just ain't right. Always, God bless America. And yes, always, always, go Gators. Let's beat the Mississippi State Bulldogs this week. We can hope, right? And by the way, hi to all the Tennessee Volunteer fans. How's that gator foot feeling in your behinds? Y'all take care.